One of the main points I made was that the world is splitting into two evolutions. On the one hand, you have redneck fanatics, and on the other hand, you have an evolution of a more spiritual consciousness that seeks self-improvement and harmony. In very simple terms, it is as if the New Age hippies and the Rainbow Coalition go one way, and the racist rednecks go the other. That split is very prevalent in the Middle East, where violent Zionist racists and fanatics seek to hold Palestine as theirs, while equally violent fundamentalist Muslims seek to destroy the occupation of the Jews and evict them from their lands. The redneck parable of evolution will seem safe to people. It grants them power, because it is a parable of energy that is elitist. It pulls inwards towards itself and excludes foreigners, or those that are not of the same racial type, or those that think differently. The redneck fundamentalist parabola is like an ingrown toenail. It turns inward and destroys itself in the end, but millions follow because the expanding open parabola of spirituality and humanity feels too scary and too alien, and it is often too communal. Elitists don't like to be too close to others. The open parabola is not elitist, well, not usually. It seeks the community of humanity and the global village, not the defined exclusion zones of the other conservative ways of thinking. Unfortunately, the redneck Reich, as I call it, is in power. They rule the Western world, and they also control the media, so they mold public opinion. That is why over 70% of Americans think that bombing unarmed villagers, hunting for Al-Qaeda, is a good thing, and they believe quite erroneously that somehow all the military activity overseas and all the new fascist rules at home will somehow make them safe. Time will prove them wrong on that. The point is here, you have to decide which parabola you will follow. Will you back the rednecks through approval or apathy, or will you head for the insecurity of the open ground? You can take to killings and military mayhem, or you can adhere to the strictly non-violent spiritual path. It's part of your power. You can stay inside a collective violent evolutionary mindset, or you can drift off on your own and make a stand and look for others that are more open and loving and less likely to turn on you when things go wrong. I've always felt that the spiritual journey takes courage, as it involves the challenge of looking at yourself, but it also requires that you travel towards the unknown. That is why many never leave the safety and comfort of the fundamentalist ways. It feels safe to them. I mention it here because at this time we're very much at a critical threshold. Now you have to make a commitment and jump to one side or the other. I will say this, the Redneck Reich and its European equivalent eventually falters and breaks up. But that may not be a reason for you not to follow it as far as you can. But you may find yourself high and dry. So it becomes a point of your power to make the decision. Jump, no jump, you decide. The reason it is important is because since I wrote Silent Power, something else has happened that has altered the whole concept of silent power and catapulted it up into another realm. If you've read my site at stuartwild.com, you'll know I call it the Morph. The phenomena first arrived to our perception in March 2001. It may have been here before, but it wasn't strong enough for us to see it. A transdimensional overlay began to appear, as if lacing itself between the spaces in our three-dimensional reality. I named it the Morph because it has a way of making a room look hazy. The walls go soapy-looking. You imagine you can see through reality. It has no proper solidity. In a way, the Morph and ayahuasca are very similar because they both insist that reality is not solid and that it is made up of complex geometries and dimensions. But what we came to see was that we are not solid. In fact, early on in March 2001, I had a strange experience with 15 other people, whereby strange geometries suddenly fell upon our skin as if from nowhere. Beautiful patterns appeared on our faces, arms and backs, that seemed like Mandelbrot fractals. Suddenly one arm would be covered in little green circles, and another person had red triangles and blue stars and so on. Each geometry lasted a few minutes, and then it morphed into something else. After an hour or so, we began to see that our solidity was disappearing. First our fingers began to dematerialize, and then a hand, and then whole sections of the upper body would go. It was just not there anymore. We found we could put our fingers into each other's heads, and when we took the finger out, it came out elongated and wet-looking. It was really weird, but we just laughed and laughed like little children. We'd never seen anything like it in our life. The whole experience lasted about 4 hours, and a few days later it came back. An upside-down Y-shaped funnel appeared over a four-poster bed in one of the rooms, and we found we could stand up inside the funnel and disappear our upper body. The funnel gave the impression it was trying to suck one up and away, though it wasn't strong enough to lift us off the bed. But that did happen about a year later to one of the people that was present in those early days. He was twice lifted several feet off his bed. He's about 240 pounds in weight. Once when he levitated, he was on his own, but the next time he was there with an assistant that watched it all in utter amazement. Over a period of several years, the morph got stronger and stronger, and while it is in effect a 26-dimensional overlay, I came to see it and define it in more simple terms as the descent of the goddess. Our world is being ruined by a yang masculinity that fights with other ego trippers and insists on controlling everything. The masculine yang is so out of control, it is blind to the danger it faces. Only the feminine can warn him, if he will listen. We need a world of inclusion and nurturing, not exclusion and death. If we knew a bit about inner power before the morph, we knew 100% more a little while later. The morph allows for a whole new perception to be born, because as it settles into this 3D plane, it provides a doorway with which we can see into its world, her world, so to speak. That world is soft and beautiful. It is a world of silence and power, a world of honor and fairness. It's what I've always believed would come, the Camelot world. I predicted it years ago. Why is the goddess here? In her 26-dimensional splendor? There is a complex answer to that that you can find in my latest writings on the internet. But suffice to say, if she didn't come, the world would perish. And those humans that seek redemption and upliftment and a spiritual evolution would fade in despair. For the yang redneck racist politicians rule the world. Spiritual people are not in power because they're not elitist or part of the status quo. Nor do they seek power over others. They know that that is a recipe for destruction. There's no spiritual percentage in controlling people. The goddess is here to show the way and to pull down the controlling mechanisms to establish a new way, one of softness and compatibility. For that to happen, the human shadow has to be brought out of hiding and exposed, and people have to learn to suffer it and process through it. None of us is white. We're all a little black and a little white. Grey, in spiritual terms. None of us is righteous, not in spiritual terms anyway. We're all blotted by our upbringing and the way we have lived our lives and the way we have treated others, either silently in our minds or overtly through our actions and speech. So she's here to show the world its evil, but beyond that, she also shows the world the way forward. And that is the silence or the power of a new beginning, whereby the sins of the world are washed away by the Lamb of God, in the sense that she is the Lamb of God, but she's also Kali the Destroyer. So the world of the ego will fall in steady thumps. Western society as we know it will almost entirely disappear. Then you will need your silent power, because you won't be able to speak out much, as the fascists, sensing doom, will be racing around accusing everyone. They won't know where their next trauma is coming from, so everyone will fall under suspicion. At that point, you will have to let go and move on, and you won't care for stupid things, materialism and so forth. You will make do with very little and garner joy from simple, natural things. When the morph arrived here, it was 15 of us, as I said, but soon hundreds could see it, and the dematerializations involved many hundreds of people. It could be over 1,000 by now.